Yesterday I made a whole batch of tomato puree. I'm going to tell you how I made my tomato puree. I had lots and lots of tomatoes from a friend who has a garden, and she didn't know what to do with all her tomatoes. They weren't very attractive tomatoes, but that doesn't matter for making tomato puree. I took a huge saucepan and cut the tomatoes into quarters and just put them into the saucepan. I cut out the tops of the tomatoes if they were very big or quite hard, because they don't taste very nice. And then I simmered the tomatoes in the saucepan for about half an hour. The juice of the tomatoes comes out naturally, and so you let them simmer in their own juice. You don't need to add any water or any oil or anything. It's just completely natural. And then once they've cooked and the tomatoes are all soft, that's when I let the sauce mix cool down. And once it's cold, I poured it into the food processor. Now, you mustn't fill the food processor bowl too full, because if you do, you get sauce everywhere and it's a right mess. But if you do it properly, you don't fill the food processor bowl too full. And then you whiz it up, and it turns into a juice, into just puree. Now, my children don't like the pips in tomatoes, in tomato sauce. So if I'm feeling very generous, I will strain it through a sieve to get rid of the pips. But I quite like the taste of the pips, so sometimes I leave them in. And then once you've done that, you put it into containers and freeze it, ready for when you need it next time.